life is so successful. I got everything a man could ever need. I got $1,000 haircut, and I even have a talk show on TV. And I know I should be happy, but instead there's a question I can't get out of my head. What's the meaning of Stonehenge? It's killing me that no one knows why it was built 5,000 years ago. Why did they build the Stonehenge? How could they raise the stone so high? We have to die. When I meet my jalapenos, calamari and prosciutto, I'm the king. My wife applauds me in the kitchen when I tell her all I bought is from the local store. And when the kids have gone to bed, we're smile. Then she plays with my balls. But all I think of is Stonehenge. I think about it when I dream. The biggest heads that I have ever seen. What's the purpose of Stonehenge? A giant granite birthday cake, or a prison far too easy to escape.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room. It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Okay, well, you know what? But twogging's already been done. We need to start our own phenomenon, something brave. How about twearing? That's where you do it with a bear.
How about twishing?
Are you doing it with a fish?
Yeah, I got like a whole koi pond. I can just like jump in my pond.
Just twog with a fish?
Okay, how about twaging? That's where you do it with used syringes.
No, I don't.
No?
No.
Technically, Royce, technically I can do twobstering. Because it's lobster season right now, so I can get my GoPro, I can go under the water, and I can twerk it with lobsters. Okay.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Hello, and thank you for choosing Hippo Juice.
You are the Hippo Juice Show.
What about the Hippo Juice people?
Let me get back to you a couple of minutes. I
want
to
see the Hippo Juice
email. I love listening to Hippo Juice.
Hey, this is Patrice O'Neill, and you motherfuckers are listening to Hippo Juice.
Water, no water, I can't stop.
I'm a producer, motherfucker. I got
like,
shit.
There's always so much in my mind, so whenever I'm having sex with somebody, it usually takes me a while to come.
Oh my god! There's a video back away.
Dream you paralyzed. That's why I'm laughing so hard.
Hippo Juice, nigga.
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call the program is 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. I'll be keeping an eye on that during the live show. Go to morelikeradio.com/live, join the chat, add your name, add hilarity to the show. Today is...
yeah, why are you laughing?
Okay.
What day is it?
Today is 9/11. 2013.
Never forget.
The Hippo Juice brought a smile to your face today. Never forget that. Ooh, I got in trouble today on Twitter because
what?
Of
what did you do?
What did you do?
Well, here's the thing, guys.
No, here's not the thing. You're going to start off with here's the thing, and you're going to argue your side about how you did something that was super dick move, and you're going to be like, well, this is a reason why it's acceptable, and everyone else is wrong and stupid, and I'm awesome. No, you're just
but what
an asshole.
Doesn't he do, though?
I mean, I
go ahead, prove your point.
Okay, well, look, I think, like, it's been how many years now? 12 years, guys?
Yes.
12 years? Okay. And by the way, I want to open up the phone lines while I go through my Twitter and explain what got me in trouble. I want to, this is my question of the day. It's your Hippo Juice question of the day. Are 9/11 jokes still too soon? And I mean
depends
that.
Depends on the joke. Let me see what you said.
Okay. But fine. But I'm asking this for everybody.
But any joke is too soon or not too soon, depending on the context.
I said
or
I
how
want.
How funny it is.
Okay, fine. I'll read one of my random ones. I said, I wonder if on 9/11, Guy Fieri doesn't wear his flame shirts as to not offend anyone. Hashtag never forget. That's one of them. People did not like it. They got a little upset.
That's not bad. That's more bashing Guy Fieri for his dumb shirts than anything else.
Yeah, that's an insult to Guy Fieri.
I then tweeted something fun like, all I'm saying is people on Twitter could have saved some time and just slip their equal avatar on its side for 9/11. Hashtag never forget. That one, people got mad. A little mad, a little upset.
Well, first of all, I don't know if you can do that.
I don't know if the computer will understand it. I mean, you can flip the key, but it's still going to hit an equal sign.
I said, okay, Twitter, I get it's 9/11, but does my timeline have to look like Arlington National Cemetery? Hashtag, can we forget for 5 minutes? Because it's been very morbid today, and people have been upset. Very upset. And
can we forget for
just, and then of course the people were really upset at this one. I lost followers for, remember guys, it's National Pretend You're a First Responder to Get a Blowjob Day. Hashtag never forget. Hashtag
yep, 9/11. I won't forget that shit.
See?
So yeah, that's more of a joke of just the fact that those guys were getting pussy thrown at them during that time. Yeah, so that's so okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's here. Okay. Here's the people got mad at this one. Now that's what I call 9/11 Volume 12, featuring such hits as Tower One and Penty Gone. Order now. Hashtag never forget. People were upset at that one. This one here, this is my last one, and you guys tell me. I think enough time has passed to get my 9/11 Broadway show off the ground. My tentative title is Here Comes the Funk, Here Comes the Plane.
wouldn't it be more appropriate the other way around?
Look, it's did I not say tentative title? I said tentative title.
You said tentative.
Right? Or am I wrong?
That's true.
Okay, thank you. Tentative. So basically, I posted some stuff, and on Facebook specifically, I could see that Dr. B got a.
Got a offended. All right. Well, there's your first. Uh-oh. There's your first wrong move.
Yeah,
that
him,
is Twitter if, material, not
if
Facebook.
B gets
material.
Mad.
No. But none of those jokes are what I posted on Twitter. Can I explain the joke that I posted before?
No,
you guys
I'm laughing at the amount of times you said no in a short amount.
But listen.
No.
Relax.
I don't know if I can do that.
Here was my joke that I posted on Facebook. It was much more simple. I posted it on Twitter too, but this was my very plain, easy joke. it's a visual joke, but it was 9/11 jokes are not funny. Plain, spelled PLANE, and simple. Hashtag never forget. 9/11 jokes are not funny. Plain and simple. Hashtag never forget. That was my joke. Now, Dr. B got upset. People, of course, sided with him, and they said, you know, that it's never funny. And of course, when I hear something's never funny, what I hear is that's a challenge. You're challenging me because everything can be funny.
Find a way to make it funny.
Yeah, you're saying I'll find a way.
You had a couple of good ones in there, like Smashing Guy, because it's using that as a context for. You see what I'm saying? Like. Just if you see, like, you know, in the news, like, a girl got raped, you're like, oh, look at this whore who got raped. Like, that's not right. Funny. But, like, if you can make a joke smashing something else,
right.
But in the context of the rape, you see what I'm saying? Like, right. There's, yeah.
Like,
so far, you've been okay. I mean, yeah. Everything you have, well, except
nothing,
for the, I didn't like the key joke.
Nothing you said insulted the people who were victimized by the event or, you know, had to experience it.
Wow, Marie's defending Royce.
Here's the big thing here was here's what Dr. B posted. He goes, I don't use Facebook as an outlet for political tirades or self-serving messages. I don't enjoy
except this one.
I don't enjoy seeing social media being used as a virtual soapbox, but I feel
isn't
compelled
that what it's for?
I feel compelled to speak out against an action that I'm witnessing on Facebook. Today is not the day to make 9/11 jokes. I don't agree or find them tasteful on any day, but especially not today. So to all the wannabe George Carlins out there, just don't do it. For once, have some respect. So,
he is right. There is a lot of people out there who are just making the jokes because they want to be shocking.
Right.
So, yeah, wannabe George Carlin. I get that.
Absolutely.
Maybe he wasn't talking specifically at you.
Well, no, because then there's more back and forth, and he says, I can name at least 7 people. So I said, I'm one of the 7 people, and I am proud. And I, you know, I just defended my point of view saying, I get it. And people hit you with the typical, like, oh, but if you lost somebody in 9/11, I go, you're right. If one of my family, I'll be the first one to say it. If one of my family members died in 9/11, of course I wouldn't be making jokes. But that being said, I wouldn't judge other people for making them. That's all.
But wait, what about what?
I have something here. It's 2 minutes of audio of you. Remember Sal?
Oh no! This is bad. This is gonna make me lose my case, though.
Oh no!
This is gonna make me lose my
case.
Do you guys
want to hear this?
Why would your
own
words?
Can you explain it?
Why would your own words?
Okay, when we were at Edge FM, our boss Sal at the time, his brother happened to die in 9/11, and this is what happened. I believe this happened on the Fifth Circle. But listen to this real quick. It's only 2 minutes long. Is it worth? You think it's worth playing the whole thing? Just tell me to pause when you want me to pause. All right,
to Sal, because I did listen when I was doing it. I realized, but I listened back to the show. And I may have said something offensive about his brother in 9/11, And I want to say that I sincerely apologize to anyone that has to hear your story whenever they go, 9/11 sucked. Dude, my brother died. You're that guy. You're the guy that lost someone.
Wow, that's really sad.
I'm sorry.
And I will not apologize for my tone tonight.
That was a good sound drop, producer. That was well timed.
We're back live.
That was well timed. Good job.
There's more, and I think I actually jumped on board, and I don't think I felt bad.
No, now play. Now play the rest, faggot.
Yeah, I think I jumped on board.
Play the rest, Dick. Those, by the way, guys, I want to say this.
Oh, dude.
This is before.
Is so mean.
Hold on. This is before I had a soundboard. So all these sound drops are your little pal Dutch here. So
well,
go
me
ahead.
And Mersh.
And Mersh, both of you.
Because this is on Fifth Circle. Right, so listen.
I'm sorry.
You
I'm
are
sorry.
The guy that everyone goes, great, we're sitting around trying to drink beer, and now we have to listen to
Royce.
How your brother
died. You lost all of us in an instant. You didn't even finish your sentence, and you lost us.
Was like,
we're back
whoa,
live,
dude.
We're back live, by the way, guys.
Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. I had to pause on that one. I'll keep going.
Okay, go ahead.
Jesus. Fuck.
Wow. Jesus Christ.
That was, dude. I have never in my life wanted to say this. But I want to say that was not me, folks. And I, Mersh, am going to distance myself from what the fuck.
I back you up, Royce.
Murray, did anybody else call in?
Wow.
Hey, listen, we're going to eat and clam omelets on Edge FM. I'm allowed to say a couple things.
No, you're not allowed to say that.
Oh.
Sal, I think you're a great man.
You know what next week's going to be? So I think last week I may have crossed the line.
First of all, I didn't know that. Sorry, Sal. That's very, very sad. And Royce is a very insensitive asshole.
Yes, he is.
It's kind of sad.
I think he was right on the money. I think we actually, if anything, we
say something offensive last week.
We need an apology from Sal, I think.
I don't want to ruin it.
He needs to say he's sorry to us for wrecking the flow. Okay, I don't.
We're back live. Nah, fuck you.
Back
you
live.
Come on, Dutch. Huh? That's why I love Dutch. Me and Dutch fight, and we've had many days. But see that? When I hear things like that, I remember why me and Dutch are the radio. Because what a motherfucking asshole you are too, Dutch.
I always love it when Dutch makes somebody else in the right make the apology.
I know. It's really funny.
Oh, no. I forgot all about that. That was so long ago, too. Wow. I forgot all about that.
Now Dutch is embarrassed for the words he said.
Yeah. I just felt like, you know, Royce was kind of standing out in the middle of a field by himself. Really, and I'm like, I'll go out with
you. Not only that, I was in the middle of a field where there's snipers around and I was smoking a cigarette.
Well,
I'm smoking a cigarette at nighttime.
Let's be honest. When we're in a group and somebody takes the opposing side to play devil's advocate or to be that guy, one of us will always jump ship with that other person because it's more fun to have a fairly sided debate.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, you dicks.
So.
But look, I want people because I really want to hear the other side of it. I've asked people to convince me that I'm wrong, but I don't think there's ever a bad time or a too soon. And by the way, the best example of that was I think the very first 9/11 joke that was on TV was Gilbert Gottfried with his connecting flight on the Empire State Building. It was funny. Look back. It was funny. No, you
on TV or on
it
Twitter?
Was. On TV. It was on TV. It was on the roast. I think it was the Hefner roast.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
You're right. Yep. And he said, yeah, I'm sorry I was late. My flight had a connection in the Empire State Building. This is 3 days after, bro.
Yeah, dude, he had balls to do that. But because he did it there in that context and just that, for whatever reason, like made it okay, I feel. I think Gilbert, yeah,
but
he was the first one to do it.
But see, that's
and
the
also,
thing.
Also, even after that joke, he still kept his Affleck gig.
But that's the thing is as long as you know the context of what you're saying and who you're saying it to, anything can turn around and be funny. Anything. That's why right. Royce is saying, give me the challenge. I'll take something inappropriate and make you laugh
on
some
level. But look, anyone that knows me and follow me on Twitter or listen to the show, you know I'm not Mr. Just Say a Shock Joke to be shocking. I actually hate guys that do that. But my point is that it's impossible today. When you're on Twitter and all I am seeing is 9/11 stuff, that's the jokes I'm going to make because that's what everyone's talking about.
So they're egging you on.
Right. It's their fault.
So it's their fault.
Yeah.
Apologize, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. I think
Twitter needs to apologize.
I am like red in the face because I said that. I think Sal owes us an apology.
But
But Sal took it in stride. He laughed at it. He was fine.
Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, he loved it. Yeah, Sal loved it at the time.
But now, what about if, because like almost every week before we do our show, I always do something, you know, like so people don't forget that we have a show, and I put never forget.
Right.
And I put the show's time, like and the date. Now, am I wrong for saying today never forget?
No,
because I don't want people to forget. I want people to listen to the show. No, never forget. It just so happens that it's 9/11.
John, you should not feel bad to make whatever joke you want because of what Twitter says.
Yeah, seriously. When Miley Cyrus Wrecking Ball is trending over Never Forget,
she's naked.
I know. But when it's trending over Never Forget, then I'm not going to take you seriously, Twitter. Go home, Twitter. You're drunk. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not the like.
You're not the boss of me, Twitter.
No, I just love these people on Twitter who one second
go home, Twitter. You're drunk.
Yeah, but I just love these people who at one second are posting a Vine video of them twerking, and the next minute are the moral compass of what jokes are too funny.
It's
go
true.
Fuck yourself,
Twitter.
Go fuck
exactly.
yourself.
Twitter goes way too fast, and people go from one extreme to another because it's gone in an instant. I mean, then again, your job can pull it up and fire you for it, but
which is very similar to what drunk people do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or what happened to Tower 2.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, look, here's another one. This was my very first one last night at midnight was, I think now it's time to release my new book, 911 Shades of Grey. It's about a sexually repressed woman working in Tower 2. Hashtag never forget. I'm not going to put him out on blast, as they say, but
you
I have
this because you hashtag never forget on all these things because you know thousands of people
of
are just to
I'm
reminisce.
To the
are going
to
go
course.
And see their, you know, the people like their memories and then they see that.
I'm fishing. It's called fishing. So anyway, I had somebody send me a Facebook message. Another host from another big show. I'm not going to put him out there. Send me a message. Sending me a joke back and going, I didn't have the balls to tweet that. I'm like, you're such a faggot. But it's funny, right? I'm like, so this
show
tweet-
on this station or a show show?
On this station.
Oh, okay.
Somebody didn't have the confidence?
No, the joke was funny. It was just they didn't want to tweet it because their image.
I understand. There are some things that I have to censor myself about, too, where I'm like, wow, you know.
Okay, the CWFOD says, hashtag twerk for the towers, hashtag never forget. We should twerk for the towers. And all I could do when I see 9/11, and we've done it on the show before, is pull up the pictures of Hulk Hogan knocking down the towers.
I believe Marsh did post that.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
I know. I remember us. It's a 10-minute
laugh.
When
we first found that, oh, my God.
I'll post in the chat. I know Marsh he dug it up today. So.
But what bothers me is these people are only patriotic 2 days a year, July 4th and 9/11. And that's it.
And 9/11.
And that's it.
And yeah, because that matters. Hulk Hogan picture came out like not even close to 9/11. But if they were to come out on 9/11, people would be pissed.
It's like I said, people only care what the moment is. And it's just about being judged. I don't give a fuck what people think. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but it's the reason why people have holidays. It's the reason why you celebrate your birthday. When there's an anniversary of something,
right.
It's just people, just humans in general want to, you know, you feel like you need to feel a certain way on that day.
No, I get
like,
it, but
like
now.
Like Arbor Day every year, I touch every tree that comes near me.
So do I. Now.
With a lighter.
Flag Day, I hug a flag.
So it's Dutch. I understand what you're saying, but now as somebody who makes jokes like me or you or somebody on Twitter who does
your
that
underwear.
Yeah. Somebody who makes jokes like that, you are going to on a day when all eyes are on that particular topic, your material is going to be on what everyone's talking about, right?
Right. Sorry, I have this overlook view of my apartment complex, and there's like where the mailbox is and all the other apartment complexes, and a girl came out and got her mail, and she was literally in panties and a bra.
So
it wasn't a swimsuit because it's raining outside. That is,
you've never gotten your mail in your boxers?
Never forget.
I have.
Never thought to, but apparently she's okay. I guess
well,
that's how this apartment complex runs. I'm sorry. Yeah.
There it is. There's the picture. Thank you, Marie.
You're welcome.
The leg drop.
The leg drop taking down the tower is just.
Oh, I'm actually seeing a new one. Hold on.
Oh, there's more?
I somebody else on my timeline, not Mersh, posted this one.
This is a new. Oh,
sweet.
Oh, sweet chin music. The tower, yeah. Too. Shawn Michaels taking it out.
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
And that person isn't even affiliated with our station. So there are other people that will still find something like this funny. Yeah.
That is funny.
Outside of our sick, perverted, twisted sense of humor.
Oh, man. That's
or just the absolute absurdity of it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just...
Exactly. Like, that's like the one where you see, like we were saying, the one where you see the Fresh Prince dancing on it till it falls down. Like, it's Maurice, you can find it, the animated one of Will Smith.
Was it Fresh Prince or was it Carlton?
No, it was Will Smith doing the dance and it's falling down. But my point is, it's because it's so absurd that makes it funny. It's because it's so out of place. Because that's not what happened.
It is, you know, what happened.
It wasn't.
Yeah, how would a wrestler get that big in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, steroids.
I found it. Hold on. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I want to see this. I'm going
to
die.
You can't help it.
What do you have to search to find it, Marie? There it is.
My image search was Fresh Prince kicks down Towers GIF.
So there it is.
I want to post that so bad.
It's so absurd. Because it's such a horrible thing, and then like something that everybody loves just combined together.
Well, I mean, here you go. Now I think Subway's kind of getting on, you know, the bandwagon.
Okay, this is not real.
Maybe it is. Real. Maybe it isn't. I mean, it's definitely the Subway logo, and it's definitely Subway subs.
But that's a Photoshop.
That's not Jared.
That's
pretty sure I'm looking at it. So it was on the internet, and
I saw something pop up.
The AT&T one.
Well, no, it was like a golf course that was giving $9.11 games out.
But I think all of that it's fake. I mean, I can't imagine it's. Oh, here's.
I don't know. I remember I heard that earlier this morning.
I don't know. Today's a big day for Snopes because there's a lot of fake shit going around today too.
Oh yeah.
Like what?
I don't know. Like Aladdin taking the towers down. Like I'm looking at right now.
Hey, dude. We are living in a whole new world.
We are.
God, I want that Will Smith GIF. I want that on my Facebook right now.
It is pretty fantastic, isn't it? All right, let's move on to the first story. I mean, enough 9/11 stuff, okay? All right.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Except never forget.
Never. Guys.
Never forget.
We're going to go to Dutch's favorite topic. And by the way, Dutch, I will say that I am trying to... Yes, Marie, go ahead.
I just realized that in 200 years when history books are writing about what happened, they're going to think everyone within this 10-year time span had amnesia because we had to keep reminding ourselves.
Well, you're right. It's fine.
I want to write that in the history book
right
now.
To be fair, they're going
to
think Men in Black is a documentary and Will Smith is wiping people's minds.
True.
Dutch, we've talked about it before. I really am trying not to talk about George Zimmerman, but he keeps making us.
Why? What did he do now?
Yeah, he keeps making us. I have no choice. Like, Dutch, you know what I'm about to play. Back me
did
on this. I had
no
choice.
Wait, did he do something good or something bad?
Well, it's probably not good if I'm going to talk about it now, is it?
Well, because the last thing you said, he saved a family or something like that, didn't he?
Yeah, yes. He did do that.
Yeah, but this is actual video, though.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a video? I haven't seen this. I just heard about the domestic.
Well, here you go.
Not something else. You'll see.
See News Digital. I'm Dan.
All right, Dan. Well, apparently Dan is frozen right now.
Oh, no. Poor Dan.
Sorry, guys. Dan is frozen because he looks like a total douchebag.
Yeah.
Look at Dan.
He looks like Keith Olbermann before he shaved his mustache.
Oh, my God. And while I try to fix this, speaking of that, I am so sick of ESPN continuing to try to shove that Olbermann show down my throat every time I'm watching it. Olbermann tonight talks about topics.
He's still a douche.
Yeah. All right. Well, here it is. I got it.
Digital special report. More drama today for George Zimmerman, making another headline in the weeks after his acquittal for the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Zimmerman is being detained by police after a domestic dispute with his wife and his father-in-law. ABC's Aaron Katursky, who has covered the Zimmerman trial, is watching these developments and joins us now with more. So, Aaron, what can you tell us? What do we know about his detention?
Oh, only that he's being detained by police in Lake Mary, Florida, at a residence of a relative.
Yes.
Keyword, detained, not arrested.
You're right.
And fuck,
that is correct.
I was seeing all over Twitter, people were saying, oh, he's arrested for a gun charge. And it was like, no, he got questioned and released. So
and
keep
it's
going.
Where police are investigating some kind of potential.
Sorry, but
wow, what's going on with your player tonight?
Involving his,
I think it's just this specific video. It was a little messed up.
Estranged wife Shelley Zimmerman, who was told ABC News that she filed for divorce. You remember her interview that she did with us, in which she said that she didn't know him anymore. Now, according to her attorney, Shelley Zimmerman says that George Zimmerman.
Yes, she didn't know. She divorced him,
but not because of what happened. Because he got super fat.
Well, to be fair, look at her. She's not a fucking keeper.
Yeah.
Either. It's not like she's sexy.
She's kind of a beluga herself.
Yeah.
Made some kind of a threat against her and her father, and it may have involved a gun. Police in Lake Mary tell us, Dan, that a gun was found at the scene in Lake Mary where George Zimmerman is being detained. They're now trying to determine if it was actually used in any way.
Okay.
You see how they spun that there?
Yeah.
What actually happened was he had his gun in his car, which he had a legal permit to carry.
Right.
He got into a dispute because he was trying to get his shit. By the way, this is the actual like report. He was trying to get his shit from the house, and apparently her and her father wouldn't let him get her shit, so I guess there was like a scuffle or whatever. Right. She called the cops, being completely overdramatic, and She tried to pull the whole gun angle just because she knew he was packing, but he didn't have it on him. It was in his car.
Women.
Yeah, I know. But
have you heard the 911 tapes?
No.
I heard another. I was going to bring it up last night, but I you know me. I get so angry about anything related to this case.
No, I know. And I get it. I just wanted to, you know, we didn't have to talk about it that long. I did want to bring it up, though, because, you know, I tried. I just want to say I tried.
I mean, you know, the guy could be a piece of shit, and, you know, that's, and I'm sure they probably had problems before the whole stupid Trayvon Martin.
But if it's a non-story and she calls the police, don't people get in trouble for making fake complaints?
Yeah, but when it's two people's word against the other, I mean, you can't really do much about it, you know.
Yeah, and he got released, and I don't know. It's just whatever. It's going to be a messy divorce, and just because of the recency of his trial, that's the reason why it's on the news.
All right. Well, I have a. How about a more fun story? How about that?
I like Newsy. I'm Logan Tittle, a British.
Tittles.
All right.
Tittles.
A British woman who went to sleep with a migraine.
Hello, governor. Sorry.
Oi, some eggy weggies and a little ship and old bing bang.
I'm from London, England, eh?
I want my stropes.
You both have the worst British accents I've ever heard.
Logan Tittle.
Oi, I'm from South Dublin.
I'm Logan Tittle, a British woman who went to sleep with a migraine, woke up feeling like a completely different person. 38-year-old Sarah Caldwell was rushed to the hospital in 2010 because of severe episodic migraines. During her recovery, she woke up with a Chinese accent.
She literally woke up, opened her mouth, and it was not her voice that came out.
And a 55B sweet and sour chicken Hong Kong style. It's just been...
That's so racist!
That's like something I would do with a horrible accent.
She's just saying sweet and sour chicken. That's the most racist thing ever. That's amazing.
Such a horrible thing to go through.
Okay, you know what? That is the most epic prank ever.
You think she's faking it?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You don't think it's real?
Or no.
Hold on a second. Wasn't there a story like a month ago where a dude hit his head hard and he woke up?
Only speaking
and because
Swedish?
I guess he had been in Sweden for a few years and he knew Swedish. He woke up and the only language he remembered was Swedish.
Yeah, but like, he banged his head. Like she had rattled. A migraine.
Yeah, that's true.
Head injuries are weird.
All right, let me play it.
Diagnosed with foreign accent syndrome, a rare neurological condition with no clear cause. The Inquisitor reports others who have suffered from the same change in voice had severe
The cause was too much Chinese takeout.
Migraines. Only 61 cases have been identified since 1941. One explanation for the new tongue is that her migraines, which she experiences as many as 10 times or more per month, are leaving her with neurological damage. The condition usually follows traumatic brain injury or a stroke. Those with FAS also experience loss of
Dutch, it's really difficult for me to do this story if you keep looking at Logan's tits like that, because I could see your eyes are looking at her breasts and it's making me feel awkward.
Vocabulary, but Caldwell is not.
Tell me I'm wrong.
If you're wrong, to be honest, I was actually what I was. Do you want to know the honest truth?
What?
I was looking through stuff for the neglected hypotext.
Alone in her struggle. 52-year-old Kay Russell, pictured here talking to Caldwell, woke up with a French accent after suffering a migraine as well.
Titties! Yeah! Okay, go ahead.
And singer George Michael says he woke up from a coma with a temporary West Country accent in 2012. Some cases
he somehow won a CMA award.
Clear up over time. Caldwell says she is still looking for a cure, but for now, voice therapy is voice-only treatment.
Okay.
She also woke up better at math.
Now you made it racist. That might be more racist than the sweet and sour comment she made.
Either that or she tapped into a part of her brain that knows how to do computation better.
No, she tapped into a racist part of her brain that makes her do a racist accent.
Maybe the MSG from all the Chinese food she ordered tapped into it.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm turning really cynical, but I find it hard to believe. I mean, how do you prove somebody's not lying, you know, at these stories? Like, how do you prove it?
Remember I had brain surgery like years ago. I used to be smart and now I'm who you see today.
But what part
you had a lobotomy?
I had a cyst on my brain the size of a tennis ball.
Whoa. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Why have this ever been brought up and why don't...
I don't know.
I've been doing radio with you guys for 5 years and I don't know this?
It's his brain cyst, not mine. It was like years ago.
Yeah, why don't we talk about your brain cyst?
How old were you?
I went from a 4.5 GPA to like a 2.7.
Oh, no. I didn't know that. Really? Like, how old were you when it happened?
18.
Wow. Okay. Fuck. I'm assuming it was like just... What kind of a cyst? Like a what's the word?
The term that they called it was an arachnoid cyst because it was like
it was filled with spiders.
Spiders.
No, it had tentacles on it. It was wrapped around nerve endings, and I guess it was the smart part of the brain.
Are you serious?
Did you guys
know John at the time when this happened?
No, I didn't know by the time.
Jesus Christ! You got a nice scar.
I've only known stupid John.
Yeah. I've showed my scar. I don't think I showed you because you're too busy flooding Marie's apartment.
And
no, that is hurtful.
And when he shows the scar, he does it like what's his face from Anaconda. He's like, you know, I got this scar, and he goes down his face, and then I gets creeped out by it.
Yeah, I like pull back the hair.
Go ahead, sorry.
You don't remember the movie Anaconda? It was a good movie. Jennifer Lopez.
I was going to say, if you're going to talk about a scar movie, I was going to say like the Joker. He just had new excuse of why he has scar.
No, it's not. It wasn't that. My thing I said was funnier.
Yeah, that's how, Marie, that's how big it was.
The Wikipedia big?
Yeah, that's how big it was. Wait, is that my file?
No, it's from Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Are you on Wikipedia?
Like, I have the x-ray still at my parents' house. And yeah, it was that big.
Ooh, if you Google it, you can see people's brains.
I had no idea. Wow, okay. So, John is brain damaged.
Yup.
That and also the side of the brain where the cyst was removed, that whole side of my body is more sensitive to touch.
He's so ticklish.
And also he did fall asleep one day and just watched Airheads for 24 hours, and that also fucked him up.
I mean, I'm sure that didn't help, but it definitely didn't improve.
Wow, dude. I had no idea that happened to you. Wow, what the fuck? Yeah. So, like, what were, like, noticeable differences? Like, what were things you had no problem doing before then things you had a problem with afterwards?
I was really good at math, and I actually had to a lot of my AP classes, I had to take a step down just because my grades were like falling down, so I went into like remedial math but like a couple just like basic classes.
Okay, well, aside from like school stuff, like any like memory retention, like any type of like aside from like your one part of your body being more sensitive to being tickled.
I've asked when I went into therapy I asked about, you know, like repressed memories, if that helped, because that's around that time was when everything, like, I was like, holy shit, with my cousin and everything.
A couple years earlier was when you had that the old guy.
Well, that had nothing to do with this. I mean that always
he wanted to fuck that old guy. He wanted to fuck him.
Yeah, he just accidentally repressed it.
Yeah,
so it didn't really affect your memory part so much. Wow, I had no idea you had brain surgery. Wow, okay.
Well, you're just an insensitive friend.
And like my stuttering was more augmented, like not as bad, but how my stuttering is now, like that. I'm still assuming that's like a main cause of it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. This explains John.
Yep.
There you go. It's like John.
I mean, like, you know, not to like pat you in the back, but I think you're brilliantly funny. You know, and you're really quick in certain areas, and in other areas, it's like, John, what are you doing?
Please don't make me cry, man.
No. I love you. You know that. But
I still wonder if I didn't have the surgery, if I would be in the position
dead.
That I.
Oh no, you'd be dead.
See, but I don't know that. See,
no, you'd be dead.
You'd probably be
dead.
You'd be dead.
You'd be dead.
Something as a softball size dead. Tumor grown in your head.
Yeah, you don't want that in your brain.
You don't want tumors in your head. I'm pretty sure. If I know anything in this world, I don't want a tumor in my head.
Should we call a doctor and ask if we if you want to have tumors in your head? Because we could ask a doctor. Maybe we're wrong.
I'm not a doctor,
Dutch, go to WebMD.
I'm a doctor. I'm a certified doctor.
Dutch, go to WebMD. Go to WebMD and search. Do you want tumors in your head?
Do you want tumors in your head?
Just real quick.
Well, my whole family were against the surgery, and I just wanted out.
Time out. Who would be like, no, we're pro tumors
brain
in heads.
Brain surgery is scary. I can understand family members being frightened.
Yeah, and also at the same time, like they were like their whole thing was like, John, it's not cancerous. It's not like a life or death situation. And I wanted to get it out, but at the same time, when I got it out, was when I was like applying for colleges and stuff. And they were more so like my family was. With that, yeah. Sorry.
So
here we go. On ZocDoc Answers.
Good. That's where I go. That's where I go for my hard-hitting answers. Go ahead.
It says, do all brain tumors need to be removed? The person had like a lengthy question. And then the answer was, brain tumors or any brain abnormality is a serious concern, and I strongly encourage that you get a doctor or have further questions with a neurologist to get it removed immediately. So... yeah.
Okay, I'm going to search for a better thing because, I mean, no offense, Dutch, but let's be honest here. You don't know. Can tumors give you superpowers?
Oh.
That is a good question.
I didn't think to ask that question.
Yeah.
We might have robbed John out of like being able to like...
The answer is no, Dutch.
Vision.
Apparently, everywhere I'm seeing the answers do not give you superpowers.
Okay.
They give you cancer. No. Is that a superpower? Because then you might want that then, but they do not.
Well, like another thing that I mean, just from like having it on like the left side of my brain with like the heightened sensitivity, it was less on my right side. So the way I saw it was like, hypothetically, I was wondering if it would be like the kind of thing that happened in Kick-Ass where he lost all his sensitivity.
Right, so I didn't feel pain.
Yeah, but it just is like on the, I don't know.
No, it just seems like you just had a cyst in your brain. I don't think there's any superpowers.
That's fucking weird, man. I had no idea, John. That's got to be scary, I'm sure, especially when you're 18. Like, you know, you're basically an adult at that point.
Like, it affected a lot of my sports, especially like for baseball, because around the same time where I had the surgery removed and everything, we let the coaches know that I needed like time off
and also
and
the dogs out. They let the dogs out.
And yeah. And let the dogs out. They were all cool with that. And then I come back, you know, and I'm clear for sports. I'm clear for all this other stuff.
Hold on,
and then like,
John, sorry. Just so we get a timeline. You were 18 and you're 30 now, right?
Yeah.
So,
oh my God, you're so old.
I'm just trying to think, what year was that?
99, 98.
Okay, no, that's fine. I wanted to. Wow. Okay, go ahead. Sorry, just wanted everyone to know where you were at, and you know.
Yeah. No, but like, a couple of the coaches.
That's more 2000.
either they like they asked me to like they're like why are you here on the field? I'm like, well, I'm here, I'm ready to I held out my doctor's note, I'm ready to go. And he pulled me off the side, he's like, John, you miss a lot of days and it's not fair for everybody else for you to be on the team, so you're gonna have to cut you. So they all cut me because I had to get this life or death surgery.
What are you playing?
I'm just come original because I figured that was playing on his CD player when he was walking up to the baseball field and they told him that, sorry, your brain cancer won't let you play.
That one wasn't, but the Blue Album was, Royce, but you were right on the...
The band?
Yeah.
Okay, so Amber was playing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Well, okay, I mean, look on the bright side, you're alive. I mean, positive. Yeah,
but I mean, like, I had, like...
But is it really living? I know.
Yeah, well, because the whole thing was that, like, the way my life was going, like I had really good grades. I was getting looked at from college prospects to, like, play sports. And I had to do everything ass backwards. I had to, like, take remedial math, do all these lower classes. I had to do a walk-on for sports instead of actually going to the colleges that I was supposed to go at.
Well, here's the thing, though, dude. You're alive. Like, if that thing would have kept growing, it would have just mushed your brain in the back part of your skull, and you probably either would have turned into a vegetable or died. It's
you
a
would
good
have
thing
never,
you got it done.
You would have never gone scuba diving and seen a lobster?
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying, but I mean, you know, I manage two stores at GameStop. I'm a stuntman. And like I was bred for so long for sports, which I still do sports, but like nothing of like a professional level.
You know how like the whole joke is that like every high school football coach almost made it to the bigs, but he pulled a hammy or he ripped the hammy or something like that, or he fucked up his knee. Like John is so much better than any of those people. Like I could have been a pro, but I had brain surgery.
But you know how many people don't have brain surgery and are bred to be athletes and still don't make it? Like, there's no guarantee that if you would have made, like, you know what I'm saying? It's still you could have blown out your ACL. Like you never know.
You could have had to go through what Tim Tebow did, and now he's an embarrassment on three teams.
Yeah, in like two countries.
Yeah, but I mean, like, for one of the things, for example, because I couldn't do baseball, I ended up because I was allowed to wear headgear. Not to sound like a retard, I know I get it. Whatever. For wrestling. I made it all the way up to states, and my coach, because I got hit hard during the qualifying rounds, and it just so happens it was on the side where I had the surgery, even though I had headgear, he pretty much threw in the towel and told me that I couldn't proceed.
By the way, Western Echo says, and now you give out hand jobs in parking lots. Look how far you've come. So, I mean, when you look at it that way,
Western Echo is such an ass. We're in the middle of having
sorry
discussion.
I had to read it. It had to be read.
Fucking asshole.
But I mean, it's not like I didn't have like my taste or anything like that. Not talking about the hand job thing, but like for the sport, like I managed to play for the Mets, but and it was a whole like an image thing with that one, and I got cut. But I played in the minors. But I mean, how many people are like, yeah, I played in the minors and I could have gone further, but my fucking knee.
Well, yeah, you have a legit excuse. Like, yeah, I had brain surgery. So
I mean, I almost
to sniff at. Who cares?
I wouldn't regret
getting goddamn brain surgery.
I almost made it. I just didn't care.
I wonder now. Like, let's say that my high school year would be like around this time when like social media was around. I so would have like posted this and said, "Oh, these coaches doing this and that," and I'm pretty sure I probably could have got some backing from someone. I don't know. Because, like, when that'll happen, dude, fucking Angel Fire. Angel Fire was huge.
So well, who cares about that? I don't care about that.
I'm
like, sorry. Dude,
I'm not following
it sounds
the
like
train of logic.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not
I don't
following
know how Angel
logic.
Fire was going to make you
what
play for the
Mets.
What
does Angel Fire have to do with
I'm
what?
Referring to,
I know,
like,
the train of thought. I speak John.
Because what I'm talking about is, like, you know, you got these people that have, like, these disabilities or they have surgery or coaches do this and that are kind of, like, justifiably wrong. And to have like social media behind to back it up.
Here's what we're gonna do, John. I got it. We're gonna do a fucking montage comeback. You're gonna go back into sports and make your comeback. You're gonna be a professional baseball player. We're gonna get you training, We're gonna film every step of the way, make a documentary, and we're gonna get you on the big leagues. What do you think?
It's probably not hard.
Nolan Ryan played till he was like 55.
Are you guys?
Yes. I'll listen to the music. Am I serious?
The music is serious, John. We will montage the shit out of you.
No, but still, on like a serious note, I mean, like I still go to the batting cages, like right. to this day, like, and I.
Here's
still
the thing,
think
John.
I have a chance.
Here's the thing, John. It's you probably would make a really good coach at this point. I mean, you know, from what it sounds like, you live with a lot of regret and what if that didn't happen. But here's the hand that you were dealt. For some reason, God hated your brain and said, "I'm gonna put an eight ball in there," and then it had to get removed. Like, you know, it's just it is what it is. But if you still have a lot of problems with that, I would say just start coaching.
And the upside,
like
John,
high school coaching, maybe college coaching.
The upside is
John still has the cyst, and sometimes he shakes it and goes, and he asks it questions like a magic eight ball. So look, everybody wins.
The upside to coaching is you get to touch kids.
You
get to
touch kids. Did you think about
touching kids? Like, I don't think the Marlins do the.
I don't think the Marlins even count as a team.
The opening stuff, like the open tryouts. Like, I still look to see if anybody does open tryouts. Like, I still feel like even though I'm 30,
professional team does that.
Yes, but not a professional team. But in baseball, you can walk on to minor league team though. You could still do that. A double A, single A team, and walk on that way.
Yeah,
but
I think the Phillies, a double A affiliate, plays in Sarasota. How far away is that from you?
That's pretty far. I mean, like, I was doing minor league in Fort Pierce, which is where the Mets train at.
I say we Kenny Powers this shit. This fucking comeback of the year. John comes back with a vengeance, like fucking Wild Thing Vaughn, and he just fucking crushes it. What do you guys think? Are we in on this?
I mean, I'll make it happen.
Yeah. I mean, we have the music. John has the talent. What else do we need?
I'm pretty sure we could do this, like, pop it out on a Saturday.
And like, yeah, like, on a weekend, we'll get you on the Marlins at least.
It doesn't sound hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't know, like what channels I need, like what proper channels I need to go through still. Because,
probably ESPN.
Like, I do these, like, obstacle courses.
Hold on, dude. I'm pretty sure Google would help you out. Like, just type in, how do I play baseball?
Professional. How do I make a professional baseball team?
And then I'll get stupid Yahoo answers like, "Oh, just
it's going to give you Field of Dreams to rent on Netflix." Google isn't going to be helpful.
We have the music.
Google's helpful for me to find big titty porn.
Now here's the thing: we're going to do the Rocky IV montage, but we're going to have to use steroids on you because you're older. So you're going to be more like the Russian. You're
going to
be more like Drago than Rocky.
We're going to feed you a shit ton of steroids. I'm not going to lie.
It's going to be a lot. You're probably not going to have kids.
Don't drug test yourself.
You're not going to be able to have kids.
You're going
to
fail.
Because we're going to kill your fucking system.
I mean, your nuts are going to be the size of peanuts.
But it's going to be worth it.
You are going to be jacked up.
Listen to this music. It's going to be worth it.
We're going to have you lifting logs.
Yeah.
And we're going to have you challenging Russians.
You're going to stop the Syrian war.
What, like Dennis? Like Western Echo? How do I challenge him?
Just punch him when he's not looking. Punch Dennis right in his bitch face when he's not looking. Well,
you can never really tell if he's really looking at you anyway because he has that weird wandering eye.
Oh, you're right.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, fuck you, Dennis.
Yeah, your stupid eye. Fix it already.
Dennis is yelling Ukrainian.
Right, Ukrainian.
We know.
Listen to this music. Dude, I'm pumped. We're going to get John on a baseball team. Somebody figure it out right now. Find me how we get him on a baseball team.
I know a 7th grade little girls team that he could probably join.
No, it has to.
We'll put a wig on him. It'll be fine.
All right. Why don't we stop low? We'll start low. Rob low.
We'll start Rob low on the team.
We'll have Rob low on the team.
Yeah.
Lowe's, Home Depot.
Softball team. He could join a softball team to start.
T-ball.
No, softball.
Kickball. Okay. I'm on a kickball league.
I actually did softball, and I was it was just embarrassing. I did the softball league that was like out a little bit north from me, and they had kegs at like first and third base.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, that's called Johnny Manziel softball.
And did you keg stand that shit, or did you keg stand that shit?
Sometimes.
All right. Good man.
We're going to do it, man. We're going to do it. I think we can pull this off.
I think we can.
Guys, I know what we need.
I thought that you guys remembered that I had brain surgery.
We need it.
Of course we remember. What?
Rudy.
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 Rudy, 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 John! You know what? I think the first step is spending a lot of money on John to make sure his image is right and that he has an entourage.
Okay, before fuck
what
the training.
Kind of money do
we got? Listen, forget the training. We don't need training.
We don't need training. Training's old school. That's like 10 years ago.
He's naturally gifted.
He is.
Yeah, we need a hype crew here.
We're going to skip the training.
Yeah.
Training, forget it. Fuck dumb. That. Training yeah, out the know. Window. He's got all that. What he does need, like you said, market him. He's going to need jerseys, hats, fucking visors, socks. Think about it. The Sanzari bomber.
Lipstrong bracelet.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Time out. Before we start printing stuff, we need something catchy because, like, you know, we're talking about Manziel earlier. His nickname is Johnny Football. What do we call? Well, his nickname is Johnny Cakes, but what do we call Johnny Cakes and Zeri?
We.
When I played in minors, my baseball attire, my bags, everything, they all said Iceman.
Okay. Ew. Why would you be Iceman?
They
ew.
When I.
I'm discussing with you.
Can I
please explain yourself before I punch
his
you?
Because his hair
mouth?
Had frosted
I had,
tips.
I still had. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I had the frosted tips, and then I wouldn't wear gold, but I would wear puka shell necklaces still.
Wild thing.
Go ahead, John. Sorry.
Hold on. Wrong song. I got the right song because okay, if it's Iceman.
Go ahead.
No.
Yes. Yes. Go ahead. Sorry,
Johnny. Strangely enough, the music he just played is when I would come up to bat. I'd be on deck, and then
You had Danger Zone.
I had Danger Zone because every baseball player on the Mets, they some of the guys that I don't know if they still do it anymore. At
everybody has walk-on music. Everybody,
Dutch.
So my walk-on music was
stop the
was
music,
Iceman.
Dutch. I'm going to revamp his image right now. Stop the music. We got it. We're going to stick with the theme. We're going to update it a little bit. Playing with the boys.
I like it.
Okay,
I don't
fine.
Know if that's updated.
It is. Did you see this scene? I dare you to watch this scene without pre-coming. I dare you.
I mean, I don't know.
The whole scene was good, but if we're thinking of the Iceman,
are we sticking with Iceman? Because I really feel like John should have John in it. I like the Johnny Cakes because that one we can market an actual food product that people can eat.
Okay, I'm like an Iceman.
You
I'm
like
an
Iceman?
Iceman. Yeah. Only reason why is we're not thinking.
How about a cake song?
That's what I was saying. Like we could play cake.
No.
John could always walk out to cake. And he can have his cake and he can eat it,
oh,
too.
Oh, what about this, though? Hold on. Cold as ice. Foreigner. Now, here's the thing, though. John has to wait till the entire song plays before he bats. Every time.
It's the rule.
Every time.
How annoying would that be?
Can you imagine?
Like, take, some extra swings with the donut.
It's really long. John is always doing push-ups and lunges and on the plate.
Fireworks. There's just fireworks going on.
He has this whole routine that he has to do before he gets ready to.
Strangely enough that you bring that up, Marie, but whenever we would take the field, because I played outfield, I would do I wouldn't do the full routine that he played for St. Louis, Ozzie Guillen. Uh-huh. But I would do three. Yeah, I would do three cartwheels and then a backflip out into the field.
Western Echo says, "How about John half a brain Sanzari?"
I mean, it's a little wordy for a nickname.
That's a good nickname, right?
No? It's a little wordy.
All right, so Ice.
But
Man.
He also suggests that instead of the songs you played, how about Ice Ice Baby?
I was actually pulling it up as you were saying that, but I don't. Yes, I do. There you go.
I mean, people like that, and people actually like singing to it now because it's ironically good.
Well, but I don't want to. That was the old Johnny Cakes. We need a new Johnny Cakes. We don't want Iceman or all that nonsense. All right, that's
so topical. What's something topical? Like, we could call him Twerkzilla because, twerking's big now. Twerkzilla.
No, you have to.
How about that song with the Yin Yang Twins? Wobble diddy wobble diddy wobble. And I can do or no. Oh wait,
that's
I can
Yin Yang
do
Twins.
The,
that's Vic.
Oh,
I got
what,
it.
What's that one? Yeah, that.
No. Yeah, this one. No. You have to do something.
Because I know how to do the dance. So I can do the dance.
Oh, yeah. I know how to do it.
You have to do something that people will get excited about playing along when he comes up. Like shots. Like John shots.
Hold on, Marie. No, he's actually right, and you're right. Do something that people know they play along with, because everybody knows how to do this dance, or at least all sluts do. So, like, he's going to be the slut baseball player. Like, all the sluts will be like, oh, it's the wobble guy. Yeah.
It's a good idea, John. Anne Marie.
Can I recommend one more, and then we'll go to break? Just let me throw this one out there, and then we'll go to break. We have some more stuff coming up. Tell me what you think.
All right, John, I hope you're taking notes. Mouse goes
green. Son of a bitch!
John the Fox!
John the Fox Sanzari!
John the Fox!
John the Fox Sanzari! We got it!
Oh my god! He's so quick, like lightning!
And he's wily like a fox.
Oh, we got it.
Airman.
And he's really hairy like a fox.
Hey. Tips of your hair need to be red.
What the fox say? And every time he gets even a single, he does the entire dance at first base.
I love it.
All right. Well.
And we could even make a little foxtail for John.
Okay.
It'll be amazing.
Oh, no. Fuck that. A real foxtail. Grow a pony, like a rat tail, like out of his hat.
Oh.
Oh, my God. The bitches are going to be on
his jock.
Oh, my
God. We could make a hat with little fox ears.
Oh, yes.
Halloween would be set.
Cakes, what do you think?
I really like it. You guys, I love you guys.
There you go. We got him set. Ding, 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 ding. All right. Coming up after the break, a lot of fun stories.
By the way, listeners, I'm going to annoy you for the next couple of months because I have every button of that song.
Very excited. Coming up after the break, a bunch of fun stories.
By the way, we're not really mentioning, this was played on Dutch and Royce yesterday. Get with the program. Listen to both shows because one always trickles under the other.
I think it's Get with the Progs.
Get with the Progs?
Yeah, because we're being totes, you know.
All right.
Totes of briefs. So Get with the Progs.
Anyway, well, the song we introduced today's episode is by the same guys. They're Norwegian and they write hit music. Check them. I don't know how to say it. Just search the Fox. Happy, happy,
happy, ho. All right, some bully victim coming up after this. A boy who was lost in the wilderness for 16 years showed up, and he's alive and well. And more fun Florida stories coming up after the break here on Hippo Juice. Marie, take it away.
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, are you absolute garbage? Let me guess, an alcoholic? A drug addict? When was the last time you were even out of your house? Well, why don't you join us for The Red Show? We're all about personal betterment and self-esteem.
I want to do, maybe like City Meets the Swamp, something. Something.
I hope it ends up with the fucking city getting eaten by a goddamn alligator.
Ambassadors of peace at any income level.
That's what we do here. We're all about olive branches.
No, you're a fucking white trash asshole. You're about olive fucking garden, okay?
One thing we don't forget is how important our fans are.
Is there anything more you want to say about any of these cocksuckers that are listening?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
And we recognize the struggles and hardships of our friends.
We don't give a fuck. I hope you relapsed. Burn in hell, bull.
Oh my god. God, what are you
doing? I meant I love you, bro. Get better.
So come join us live Wednesday nights and experience functional substance abuse on The Red Show. Only on More Like Radio.
You're doing some things with Enya, correct?
I hope you end your life. Now get off the microphone while I talk to my pal.
Recently on the Conti and Kenny Show.
Something froze up.
Ah.
You kidding?
And I'm watching, they also put on the thing that Honey Boo Boo's.
Like the whole computer just froze up.
Oh, really?
Too much shit on here. That's basically what she said. She's like, hey, Marquise, what's going on? I'll come back for round two. And the guy was like, he basically was like, you need to be quiet. And then asked her for her ID. And her ID was in her car. So he told her she was banned from the mall for not having an ID. It's like, really, dude? Like, what are you talking about? Oh, the Adobe plugin has crashed. Holy crap. Everything just went right in the toilet. Holy shit. I gotta...
That's the Flight 800 of Adobe players.
I gotta do the... the Flight 800 of the Adobe players.
The Conti and Kenny Show. Talking bollocks for fuck knows how many years.
My fellow Americans, have you had an issue with bad radio shows tiptoeing across your internet borders? Well, it just so happens that three real radio hosts, Hammy, Punchy, and Coletta, that's one L, two T's, have banded together to put a stop to these people one nonsensitive joke at a time. Brain Stew Radio, Friday nights, 8 to 10, only on More Like Radio. We, the people.
High Society Radio is now part of MoreLikeRadio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Oh. Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Right. Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. Mm-hmm. There's a Gentleman Show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Hi, this is Mary Ann from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe because he met another guy. I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Alexa. You can hear my Uncle Sean say terrible things on a Hippo Juice show. Wednesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Followed by the Red Show from 9 to 11. And now mark out Radio with Big T and Dark Fox is on Wednesday too. Join them during their new time slot, 11 to 1 a.m. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's More Like Radio.
job.
What is this?
D, open up. Open. You're locking your door all of a sudden? What is that? Come on. You care all of a sudden?
What?
Hey, let me in. I got selections for you.
No, it's not a good time. I'm right in the middle of something.
They're good selections. Hey, it's the time I said, so it's the time it'll be. Now let me in. I got selects.
I don't care about your selects. Go.
What are you doing? You hiding something?
No.
Is someone in there?
No, don't worry about it.
Let me in or I'll barge in.
Hey, everything all right over there, D?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh, no. D. Oh, God. Oh. Snyder?
Mm-hmm.
But he's clearly using you, or you're using him to further your non-existent career.
I'm not using him.
Oh, you're not using him?
Nope.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. So you like him?
Mm-hmm.
Find him attractive?
Absolutely.
Describe the ways in which you find him attractive.
He's got all of his skin
well,
still.
I hope so.
And that he has plenty of teeth to...
But not all of them.
No, not all of them.
Mm-hmm. Dee, why can't you see that this is the same pattern that you always fall into? Some guy uses you, or you use him, and then you know what happens? It's use, fail, 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 and then it's suicide. You think you can't go any lower? Because you can.
Oh, yeah? Well, he got me another gig for tonight, Boner. What do you think about that?
What is that? What are you doing?
Sound effects.
Back live on the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in, 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter. You can let it play out, Marie. You can turn it up a little bit, actually. It's a pretty good song. There you go. You always cut them a little short.
I feel like hard stepping.
Yeah. By the way, newest season of Always Sunny so far, first episode. Fan-fucking-tastic. Did you watch it, Dutch?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Ah, it's so good.
I got tweeted by It's Always Sunny.
Yeah, Marie's tweeting back and forth with Always Sunny.
What? I was trying to get a t-shirt.
Yeah.
What? I like getting free shit sometimes. Shut up.
So, big video game news before we move on with this stuff. Grand Theft Auto.
News?
Is Grand Theft Auto.
News?
Yes.
News.
Oh, Dutch, breaking news.
Breaking news.
I hit it, but I didn't have it up.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is coming out. What day, John? 17th?
Yeah, the 17th. Oh, my God. I can't fucking wait. But I think Europe already has it, fucking asshole.
I have it pre-ordered also from Amazon. Very excited for it. It's the most expensive game of all time, right?
Highest budget. And they've already made their money back from the budget from pre-orders alone. $256 million.
Yeah. And it's something insane. Insane. I've been playing recently on the PC. I've been playing the new Saints Row, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun. Saints Row is more like Grand Theft Auto, but just goofy. The story doesn't really matter. It's just fun. But it's actually fun because you actually have powers in it. It's like you're in the Matrix, basically. So you have like the Matrix powers and superpowers, and they have Terminators.
Right.
It's really fun. So far, I've been playing it. But the game that I've been having a lot of fun with, remember the old DuckTales games on NES? Such?
That came out today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a DuckTales remastered. Ooh. I've been playing that. And
wow.
It has been so fun. I forgot how hard the game was, but it's really fun.
Yeah, that game, if I remember right, that was the most impossible game to beat.
Dude, and it still is. It's super difficult.
Like, and Royce also, Castle of Illusion is out as well.
Yeah, I know. I heard that was coming out too. There it is. That's coming. I'm excited for that game.
DuckTales.
I'm going to be
glued
to it.
Race cars, lasers, airplanes. It's a DuckTales. Let's
start history.
Or rewrite history. DuckTales.
Woo! Royce, why aren't you singing along?
DuckTales. Woo!
I can do the whole song.
You know what? Actually,
danger. What? Sorry.
Before you,
behind you, there's a stranger out to fuck you.
Whoa, John, that's not how it goes.
What
did you want to tell me, Royce?
Before you,
go. Yes.
Forget it. Just forget it. It doesn't.
It doesn't matter.
No. Here. Paul F. Tompkins, I think I'm pronouncing it right, the comedian, big
the podcaster.
Yeah, big podcaster. He did an interview with Zach Morris, whatever his name is. What's the dude's name?
Oh.
Guy who plays Zach Morris. Why am I
blonde guy from Saved by the Bell?
He's on Taylor and Nash or Franklin and Bash or whatever the fuck that thing's called.
Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Yes.
Paul Mark Gosselaar, one of the two?
Mark Paul?
Something
Like
that.
Ryan
Gosling.
Yeah, Ryan Gosling.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Well, he interviewed, he was interviewing him on his first podcast, but he had put a YouTube clip and he was asking him questions about giving Zach Morris modern day problems and seeing how you would answer them.
Of course.
So let me play it.
By the way, it's so typical of you to bring up anything.
You're gonna like it. I know, and that's why I brought it up because I'm obsessed with Saved by the Bell. But you're gonna like
it. The president of the fan club.
You're gonna like it.
Oh, welcome to you. It is time for some interactivity. This time with Mark Paul Gosselaar. Mark Paul, this is what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give you a bunch of situations. You're gonna draw on your knowledge of the character Zach Morris that you played on Saved by the Bell. These are situations where you will be asked to say, what will Zach Morris do in 2013?
Okay, but let's preface this by saying that it's been 20 years since we... Okay.
That's right.
Okay, so...
That makes the challenge even greater.
Two Manhattans, this...
By the way, the premise is pretty cool. They drink at a bar, and that's where they do the interview.
Right.
So they're pretty... The more the interview goes, they're pretty hammered towards it. So it's a pretty good premise.
A lot of things it's like drunk history.
Okay, go ahead. As long as we're both agreed to take it as seriously as possible.
Yes, of course. This is my serious face.
Zach and Slater are courting the same mysterious girl, Stephanie, over Facebook. They're about to come to blows when Zach discovers Stephanie is actually Screech catfishing both of them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is a present-day problem.
Zach knew it was Screech catfishing because Zach had Screech do it. So Zach already knew, right? Because... Right?
Because of the internet.
And if you don't like...
This is horrible.
It's fantastic because you can tell he's drunk, all right?
He's
you
already drunk.
By the way, kudos to Paul F. Tompkins. The premise of these things are great.
It's a great idea.
So let's play a little more.
Like that answer, then you could... Zach would just time out.
Oh, time out is also acceptable, yes.
I love how he pretended he had the answer. Yes, time out's acceptable.
Slater gets really into CrossFit... which Zach dismisses as a stupid jock cult. But when Kelly and Jesse join up, Zach
I do
tags
CrossFit.
Along.
Well, see? I do CrossFit.
Okay, but...
I'm Zach now.
That's right.
In 2013.
I do CrossFit.
Oh my God, I'm so ripped right now.
Hey, no, you're not Mark, you're Zach.
You're Zach.
But I'm Zach now.
You want to see my CrossFit abs?
I know, Zach.
Yeah. Zach talks big at the start, but when the workouts begin, Zach realizes he can't even keep up with the girls. What does he do?
It's okay. Zach was never better than Slater. He wasn't even as good as the girls, but we would have is the girls would help him.
Mm-hmm.
So now girls around him. You know, how do you clean? How do you clean and jerk? Stick with me. How do you snatch?
I don't.
Look how hammered Dutch. You've seen the video, right?
Oh, I see it.
Look how
this guy.
No, he's making CrossFit references, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Because he was making like workout motions when he was saying that.
Yeah. Those are clean and jerk. That is a move that you do.
Yes. So Zach would ask the girls, how do you snatch? They would teach him. So now he's got all the girls around him teaching him how to snatch. Brilliant. Brilliant.
And then Zach ends up raping them all.
Okay, well, I don't think that's...
I like how he's complimenting his own answers.
Hold on, maybe in the college years, John. Maybe.
Project on entrepreneurship, Zach is assigned to come up with a new iPhone app. Stumped, he overhears Screech come up with a billion-dollar idea in the locker room. What does Zach do in 2013?
He has that robot that Screech made kill Screech. What about the first law of attack?
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
That's really funny.
That was kind of funny.
he's just going to murder someone for the idea.
I like
it.
It's messed up.
That's what Zach would do in 2013.
Yeah. He's a murderer
sounds
in 2013.
Like it sounds like Breaking by the Bell.
Robotics, which is that robots must not harm human beings.
The first law of robotics is that... Did he just... Hold on. Sorry, I got to
back it up.
I got to back up a little bit. Sorry.
Locker room. What does Zach do in 2013?
He has that robot that Screech made kill Screech.
What about the first law of robotics, which is that robots must not harm human beings?
Screech is not a human being.
Oh, this story is taking some turns.
Right, that's all I'm saying. Right?
this story's taking some turns.
Apparently, in 2013, we learned that Screech was never human at all.
Right.
Or is it a clone Screech?
Makes a lot of sense.
It does.
I mean, rewatch all shows. Was this like 100 or something?
Rewatch all shows.
Rewatch them all. And the new class and the college years that nobody watched, and that's why it was canceled on primetime television. Watch all of them and notice that Screech is not
bitter.
No, actually,
not bitter. He's making
credit.
Fun of it.
I give him credit. I better that than the assholes who still defend garbage. Like, I hate the actors that'll defend like shit movies they did. Like Seth Green has been able to do that.
Yeah, if you can't make fun of yourself, I mean, like Justin Timberlake makes fun of himself and the whole fact that he was in a boy band, and you know he obviously is having fun with this.
Not a human being. it makes a lot of sense now.
If you rewatch it, you will notice that Screech is not a human being.
You will absolutely notice.
All right.
He's not a human being.
Okay.
Yes.
Jesse goes on a strict gluten-free diet, and she convinces Zach to do the same out of solidarity, but Jesse catches him cheating with a pizza at the Max. What does Zach do in 2013?
It's gluten-free pizza.
Oh,
stupid.
It's a gluten-free pizza, stupid.
There you go. Boom. Solved.
And that's the kind of dumbness that he would pull off. He would convince that idiot Jesse.
But you know why it's funny, though? Is that I am in my head. Tell me everyone else is doing it.
No, we're not. You're the only huge fan.
In your head,
though,
you're not thinking of these scenarios happening? Because I am.
I kind of am. I'm not going
to
lie.
That's what I'd say to her, too.
It seemed plausible.
Like, stupid. Yeah, and then she'd cry and she'd go take caffeine pills and then, you know, like the whole.
You brought it up.
Dutch. A Dutch. My friend. And Dutch is going to play the drop now.
And Dutch is going to play I'm So Excited.
And go.
And she's going to cry.
Fucking excited.
That's right. What happened?
You know, Jesse. Oh, he does that. Well, could you back that whole exchange up and come out here?
That was phenomenal.
It makes a lot of sense now.
If you rewatch it, you will notice that Screech is not a human being.
You will absolutely notice.
All right.
He's not a human being.
Okay.
Yes.
Jesse goes on a strict gluten-free diet, and she convinces Zach to do the same out of solidarity, but Jesse catches him cheating with a pizza at the Max. What does Zach do in 2013?
It's gluten-free pizza.
Oh,
stupid. That's what I'd say to her, too. I'd be like, stupid. Yeah, and then she'd cry and she'd go take caffeine pills and then, you know, like the whole, I'm fucking excited.
That's right.
What happened? It's
you know,
Jesse, though.
I'm glad that we have rid the nation of the scourge of caffeine pills.
Yeah.
Thanks to that episode.
Yeah.
Of television.
I think we could do the same for meth. I'd like to see that done. You know? I'm just saying. Reunion.
Meth reunion.
Finally, how would Zach Morris respond to this situation in 2013? A.C. Slater finally comes out of the closet.
gosh. Okay, Zach Morris here, not Mark Paul Gosselaar.
That's right. That's
okay,
right.
Okay,
that's
okay. Right. Serious. Zach Morris would say that it's okay because he has another friend who is in the closet, Jesse Spano, who we all know was the resident lesbian on Saved by the Bell, and that it's okay to like the same sex.
Does he assure him that in the future it gets better?
No, but he understands why Slater was so into his body and into muscles and those really tight tank tops that he wore, and he was really into his hair with the perm.
It's all coming together.
Okay, okay, dude, I am Mark Paul Gosselaar. He's like my new favorite guy.
He is, because he's making fun of himself. I mean,
it's hilarious.
I like that he had to think about it and question himself. Okay, not as Mark Paul Gosselaar. I have to think about it as Zach Slater. So what would Mark Paul Gosselaar have done?
Call him a fag and punch him.
Right.
Yeah. Mark Paul Gosselaar. Phone and just like
do not answer on his phone, John, whenever he calls.
And the thing in the back, you know, he had the business up front and the party in the back.
It's almost as clear now.
It's very clear.
Screech
was not human.
Inhuman.
Slater was...
If they were smart and they wanted people to buy, like, let's say the box set of the Saved by the Bell DVDs, they should have the cast do the commentary drunk. Think about it.
Yep.
Like, that'd be hilarious.
But isn't that a great idea for like old shit shows like Knight Rider or, you know?
Well, yes, have them- because they could only sell box set DVDs to our generation. Yeah. Our parents wouldn't watch that crap, but, and new kids wouldn't watch that crap. So there's a very small window of people that actually enjoyed Saved by the Bell, and we're this age now, and we like to get drunk.
Yeah. Well, what was that one famous? It was like a movie where the whole cast was drunk.
Titanic.
You know, like when you get a DVD and you can have like the cast do the commentary over the movie itself. What was that one
was it
like
Cheers? The English Patient?
I don't remember what it was.
I don't think it was the English Patient.
I'll have to look it up. But that's actually a
Schindler's
great
List.
Idea.
That would
bring back a lot of stuff. You just had these casts from these really bad. Like, I would love to hear the commentary or even drunk or just regular commentary from Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah.
If you got Bob Saget and John Stamos and all these guys, they have no problem cursing and being awesome with just everything, and they make fun of themselves doing it for Full House. How great would that be?
Yeah, then it would make you watch it. Like, if Family Matters, any one of those shows, just have like a drunk Urkel just fucking going,
I remember that day we had that one lesbian on set, and it was just, ugh.
You'd be like,
oh, I can reminisce when we had a couple episodes with that one like mulatto chick with the giant tits, and then she died in a car accident.
Have you it's really specific. Have you guys seen the new RoboCop trailer?
Yes.
No, I have not.
I haven't.
Is it any good?
It's yes. Very good. By the way, I went into, you know, I'm a big fan, just like Saved by the Bell, of old school RoboCop, and I wanted to hate it. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not like I was excited for it.
The new RoboCop. The new RoboCop trailer is all like, RoboCop, he's back and a mom, and he's taking care of kids, and it's going great. That's the new
then
RoboCop
one day,
movie.
He goes to his car, and he blows off his limbs, and now he's a cop again.
But he's human RoboCop, because it didn't have enough robot arms. So they had to put real.
209 is still a thing. I'd buy that for a dollar.
So RoboCop is human again, and he's a mom.
I like the theme song, the trade back and forth lyric styles between Marie and. Because normally John is the one who does the theme songs, and Marie will do a few theme songs too. From now on, you guys have to tag team every theme song that happens.
All right.
That's cool.
I have the trailer here. You guys want to watch it?
We already played it.
Okay.
I want to listen to it.
The real trailer. Have it here. Preview appropriate for all audiences.
You ready?
I'm ready.
This Detective Alex Murphy is officer down.
We are on the eve of a technological revolution.
Sam!
We need to give Americans a figure they can rally behind. Give your mom a kiss.
My baby.
Too slow, boy. We're gonna put a man inside a machine.
Yes, that is Sir Michael Keaton.
He suffered fourth-degree burns over 80% of his body. If he survives, he'll be paralyzed from the waist down.
Gary Oldman.
Confined to a wheelchair.
Wow. They went all out with this one.
Pretty decent cast so far, right?
Dude, yeah, Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
Say you could save him. What does that mean? What does it mean? Is that
Charlize Theron?
No, it's the double rainbow guy.
No. No, it's another actress. Looks like.
Oh, what does this mean?
Yeah. Check it out.
What kind of suit is this?
It's not a suit. It's you.
What the hell did you do to me?
Make him more tactical. Make him look, let's go with black.
When the machine fights, the system releases signals into Alex's brain, making him think he's in control. But he's not. It's the illusion of free will.
I've selected 13 targets all wanted for murder.
This is the future of American justice.
Ah! You need to speak to your son.
Somehow, he's overriding.
rewriting the system's priorities.
The human element will always be present. Compassion, fear, instinct. They will always interfere with the system.
Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
That looks so baller, dude.
Dude,
yeah.
Right?
You notice how none of us had talked over the last half of that?
No.
Like, that's awesome.
It was, it's a good trailer. Well done. Good. I mean,
they don't give away the whole movie. They kind of give you the premise, give you a few action scenes. That was a good trailer, man.
RoboCop sucks.
And they made it plausible, too, because now he doesn't drive a fucking Ford Taurus. He drives a motorcycle.
Oh, and the other thing that I like about the
RoboCycle.
The RoboCop is one of his hands is still human. So it gives it that extra element of like he could actually touch his kid, which is kind of cool because that's the one thing about the other RoboCop. The only thing that was human
RoboCop
arm
should not
face.
Be touching kids.
Okay.
Yeah, they actually said in the montage of building him, they said lose the arm. Like, oh, we could restore it. Like, nah, lose it.
The Ed 209 looked badass too. You saw the Ed fucking badass.
But I got several questions. One, is it still in Detroit?
Yes.
Two, are they going to have the little tie-ins with I'll buy that for a dollar?
I don't know.
And also, three, is Frank Miller at all a part of this one, or did he sell his rights for this movie?
I have no idea. I don't know about any of that, but what I do know, it is Detroit. I do know it's still Detroit.
It has to be.
OCP, as you can saw, if you see in the trailer, the building is definitely OCP. So it's the only thing I'm curious about is, like you said, John, is there going to be the funny elements? Because that's the one thing about RoboCop. They had the little funny commercials in between and stuff like that.
I doubt it. Not, from what it looks they're revamping it from what it looked like. And they're just going to make it like that of like a like Batman.
The you say that, but then in Total Recall, they had the three boobed girl like that was apparent.
Yeah, true. I mean, it looks fantastic. I love how the bottom part of his body is all robotic. It looked really good. I like how they even Michael Keaton. I love him. I love that he's acting again.
Yes.
I think he's great. Gary Oldman, of course, is fantastic. So
right.
It should be a good movie. Hopefully,
who's directing this again?
I don't know. Someone look it up. I'm not really positive.
Is the villain going to be Clarence Boddicker again?
I don't know, but that would be great though. But I wonder if they're going to have what's his face. If Peter Weller's going to have a little cameo in it, because that would be great.
He's making a comeback now too. Segueing in, right?
Yeah, he was in
Sons
of Anarchy, which was fantastic. I don't know if you guys watch it, but holy shit! Do you watch Sons of Anarchy?
Jose Pajita.
I don't know.
Yeah, Jose Pajita is the director.
You watch Sons of Anarchy, Dutch?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, this was on the news. People are mad about it because they had an actual episode last night where there was a school shooting in it, where a kid went into his school with a fucking gun and intense.
That they are treading on some bad ground.
Uh-huh. I mean, maybe someone could pull up the story. Marie, see if you can find it. I should have added it to the prep. The Sons of Anarchy school shooting thing. People were mad. Really mad.
That's something, especially after the last one. Like, that's some, they have some balls. I'll give them that.
I mean,
That's the direct.
Holy shit!
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, RoboCop. I'm still looking at the IMDb. Omar from The Wire is playing Officer Jack.
Really?
Yep.
That is awesome. K. Williams.
Jay Baruchel, Samuel Jackson, Gary Oldman, Michael Keaton, Abby Cornish, Joel Kinnaman is obviously. But let's see.
Abby Cornish, she was from Sucker Punch. She was one of the dancers.
Jackie Earl Haley, Amy Garcia, Jennifer Eagle.
I found an article about the Sons of Anarchy beginning.
Yeah, go ahead and read it.
Yeah, please read it.
Begins season 6 with a school shooting. Sons of Anarchy, the bikers and crime drama, began its 6th season on FX on Tuesday night, and the always tough-minded show wasted no time in wading into controversial waters. The season premiere episode ended with scenes depicting a school shooting. The shocking moments didn't land on the viewers entirely without a warning, however. According to KNBC-TV, the superintendent of schools in Newton, Connecticut, site of the horrific school shooting late last year, sent an email to parents warning them. In the email he wrote, I've learned that on the season premiere of the show Sons of Anarchy, which airs at 10 p.m. tonight on FX cable station, there will be an episode in which a teenager enters the school with a high caliber semi-automatic and opens fire. Well, you don't
and
see-
here's the thing, let me explain what happened, Dutch. This kid, they're following him around, and I still don't even know what to do with the story, so there's no spoilers here, just so you know.
Right.
They follow him around the entire episode, and it doesn't fit in with the story at all. It's a kid probably 10, 11 years old walking around, and it's a private school, so he's dressed in a tie, you know, and the uniform and everything with his book bag, and all you see him is writing down in a notebook the whole thing, and then he at the end of the episode, he sits down on a bench, opens up his book bag, and after he rolls his sleeves up, one of his arms has a bunch of scars on them, like he's been cutting himself. 10, 11 years old, keep that in mind, blonde kid, blue eyes. Opens up his book bag, takes out a machine gun, pulls out a clip, puts an extra clip in his pocket, loads it, walks into the school, and all you get is an outside shot of him shooting into the school and then kids and people screaming and blood splattering on the windows. It was wow. Fucking...
Okay, here we go. Hold on a second. Hold on. Mitch is saying something in the chat room. He says, an innocent child was murdered in Breaking Bad. Yeah. No uproar. Children were killed and burned in Games of Thrones. No uproar. Here's the difference, stupid. This is a school shooting where the last one that happened was in an elementary school. That's the difference. There's an uproar because that's a real thing. You know, we all know that the whole Game of Thrones thing, you know, with dragons, that's for real, whatever. And all that stuff's ancient. With Breaking Bad, you know, it's like a meth thing. It's a fictional story. They're depicting something that happened or has happened many times, and it's a horrible thing. That's the reason why there's an uproar, Mitch, you dummy.
Yeah, Mitch.
But it's also tying in because even Punchy said it right. One of the gang members on the Spanish side.
Well, no. Let it go. I don't want to spoil it for people. That's why I didn't say that.
Maybe
I
the caller. Yeah, yeah, maybe don't, our don't, caller don't give wants it away. To spoil it.
He's yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, caller.
Hi, caller. Who's this?
Oh, it's just Sean.
Hi, Sean. What'd you think of the episode?
You don't know who that kid was? You didn't figure it out?
No. Sean. No, I do. I'm purposely not. I'm leaving it vague for people that may have are behind or haven't seen it.
Yeah, don't spoil it, dummy.
I'm letting him know what happened. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to let people know. But what
yeah,
you think?
More or less, we're just trying to say that like yeah. they're depicting something awful.
Right, but
like,
that was insane. Right. I thought it was great. I mean, I know what you're saying, Dutch, but the fact that they had the balls to do it made me happy. No.
You know what? And I'm going to give them credit because that's something that they touched something that nobody touches.
Right.
Like, yeah.
What did you think, Sean? Did you like it?
I thought it was a great episode. I figured, I thought it was really intense, that whole scene at the beginning where they started off with Otto.
Dude, oh my God. That whole episode.
Yeah.
Dude, there's another scene at the very beginning of the episode where this guy is getting, and they're showing it except
don't give anything
spoilers.
Away.
Spoilers.
No, I'm not saying any names. I'm just letting you know this episode was really dark in that they were just showing anal rape in a prison like it was nothing. Like, dude, I'm talking about fucking hardcore.
And not once, twice.
Blood on the wall, just.
Two anal rapes?
God.
Bad.
Two anal rapes in a school shooting in one episode?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, here's the thing too. The guy who plays Otto, the one that got ass raped, and if you watch previous episodes, like all these really graphic things for this one bike member who's in prison,
yeah.
He's the writer of the show.
Oh yeah,
and it seemed like every episode last season. I mean, even one of the kids almost died in the last season too. He's always just been raising the bar, and then boom, lo and behold, it was crazy, man.
It was crazy, and I mean, like I said, I didn't think anyone would have the balls, especially, and even if they did, I thought it'd be an HBO or Showtime show, an FX show, like
FX, man. They're putting out quality shit.
Oh hell yeah, they have some of the best stuff on TV right now.
FX and FXX.
Oh, and FX.
Yeah, what is that about? Is that like an extra channel? Like, because they're saying that Always Sunny moved
to
that.
I gotta say, it's an extra
channel.
The
more graphic stuff will be on that. Hold on,
time out. I'm sorry. Do I have to pay extra to get that?
No. Everyone has it.
No.
Everyone has
it.
Okay. But it's crazy because I was
cray cray.
I was watching FXX and like you were saying, their lineup, even like the reruns, they even got good reruns. Parks and Rec is on FXX. They have Sports Night, which is Aaron Sorkin, great show. That's on rerun there. So some of the stuff on there has been pretty good. I like it so far. A
couple of the movies, too.
Yeah, even the movies. They're pretty decent movies. I like now that they could show, even though there's commercial interrupted movies, they'll still say shit and stuff because they don't care anymore. Yep. It doesn't matter anymore.
I never should have with cable TV.
Oh, of course.
Because they're not governed by the FCC.
Oh, I agree.
So.
I agree. But
the league moved there.
Yep.
It's a good channel. I just don't like saying it. Sounds like you're saying FX sex.
Yeah.
Saying right. X twice is hard.
Murray brought this up. Coca-Cola made its first warm beverage. So. Sorry, it sounds like porn.
You can count on beverage companies to continuously innovate and launch new drink concepts. Coca-Cola Japan has created a new hot drink to cater to those looking for something that's carbonated but not chilled. Called Hot Canada Dry Ginger Ale,
it comes in a can form.
The drink,
Hot Canada Dry Ginger Ale.
It just sounds like you're marketing piss.
But hold on a second. The picture is it's in an aluminum can, yes. So you can't put it in a microwave. Like, how are you supposed to heat that up?
No, apparently the science is apparently the science is in Japan. I hope the video explains it, that it's like a self-heating can.
It's a self-heating can.
Oh, like it's kind of like with the Guinness thing. The second you open it, it carbonates.
Or like an MRE.
Like an MRE for military.
That's what it looks like if you wanted to look at. There you go.
On October 21st for a little over $1 per can. The packaging can certainly be described as seasonal. Its red and deep gold colors not only make it stand out, they strike a decidedly autumnal mood. It took the company approximately 4 years to develop, as the cans have a special form of technology that allows the drink to stay carbonated while...
Domino posted the shooting. Do you want to see the clip?
I love how you stop something right in the middle of an explanation.
I'm sorry, but did you? Okay.
You have such
right
ADD.
In the middle of a fucking... You're a professional. What are you doing?
I don't want to watch Sons of Anarchy.
The cans have a special
a
form of technology that allows the drink to stay carbonated while it heats up. An exothermic reaction causes the can to self-heat.
You lost me with
and
okay, hold on. Exothermic? Can someone explain what that means?
It's got an exoskeleton, and it can hold 4,000 foot-pounds of torque.
Don't listen to John, because he's totally off. Thermic means
heat. Tastes just like baby food.
Exo means outside.
So it's making its own
outside
heat. Instead of endothermic, it's exothermic.
Okay.
Reaction causes the can to self.
Yeah, but what are electrolytes?
It's what plants crave.
Okay.
Heat, and amazingly, no carbonation is lost during this process. The hot beverage is flavored with apple,
every
cinnamon.
Every time they say hot beverage, I just think of hot farts.
Why?
I don't know why. Hot beverage, even, like, no one describes coffee or tea as a hot beverage. Something about them saying hot beverage just sounds like the worst thing you could possibly drink.
Carbonation is lost during this process. The hot beverage is flavored with apple, cinnamon, and ginger extract.
And farts. Lots of heart farts.
It's not too sweet. Cranberry can't be beat. Canada Dry cranberry ginger ale. It's not too sweet. That's how the commercial ended with a fart.
All the carbonation comes Coca-Cola. From farting into it so much.
Yep. Spiced hot drinks are extremely popular in Japan during the colder months.
Because let's face it, they're disgusting people.
What do you think of this new drink? Would you want to try it?
No.
Videos ask me questions.
I don't want hot ginger ale.
Hot gingers, though.
That really does sound terrible.
But hold on. You know who would like it? Because who loves ginger ale? Petok loves ginger ale.
Oh,
yes,
no.
I do. Oh, I love it so much. I do not know if I want to try a hot one, though.
Maybe with some
hummingbird milk.
I was just going to ask you, how's the hummingbird milk factory going for it, or farm, I mean?
It is not going so well because what's going on in Syria.
What is going on in Syria?
Wow, that affects hummingbirds?
No, the income coming in from bottling plant is right there in the outskirts.
So you have a bottling plant income, but you can't bottle it with hummingbird milk because
of Syria. I am losing very much money, Maurice.
Petok is not very good with businesses.
He's not at all.
Maybe if I was in America, maybe, but I get to work what I go with.
All right, next story, please.
Terrible English.
Bear with
me. Just scream tittles. Just do it. Just do it again.
Tittles!
Okay. Thus, because Boobs! This is going to sound bizarre, a Connecticut store clerk is in critical condition Wednesday after trying to stop thieves from stealing.
He was late.
Bizarre. A Connecticut store clerk is in critical condition Wednesday after trying to stop thieves from stealing a cardboard cutout of David Hasselhoff. The actor is...
why would you stop them?
Featured in ads for his branded iced coffee called Iced Hoffy.
I didn't see that one coming. Oh my God. I didn't see that one coming. Why would I do that?
Oh my God.
Sorry, Red Show. I apologize, but you're not going to top Iced Hoffy.
Holy shit.
Are there other coffee-related beverages from the Baywatch crew? Oh.
That is the great... Look at this. Is that a still shot from, like, a commercial?
Oh, no.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no.
Please. Hold on. I'm going to find it. I'm going to send it to you.
Okay, but let me play the rest of this for while you
do that. Featured in ads for his branded iced coffee called Iced...
Actually, Dutch, just share your screen. It'll be easier instead of sending it to me while I do this. And just let me know when you're ready.
All right,
coffee, sold at Cumberland Farms convenience stores in the Northeast. Local police say the 36-year-old clerk in Shelton saw two people trying to make off with Hasselhoff cardboard cutouts outside his store Tuesday morning.
They tell us an employee went after them, and he hit his head when he was dragged by their vehicle.
Hasselhoff took to Twitter saying he was saddened by the tragedy and asked that his followers pray for the injured clerk. Local outlets
but he was really excited about the pump-up press on his new iced coffee drink.
19-year-old man turned himself in to police Wednesday, admitting he was involved in the theft. But as puzzling as this incident sounds, it's only the latest in a string of cardboard.
He also said, some people stand in the darkness, afraid to step into the light.
I don't really care about the robbery of the cardboard cutout. What I'm more interested in is the marketing campaign of Iced Hoffy, because it's Old Hoffer, whatever his name is, and he's still...
Hasselhoff.
Thank you. David Hasselhoff, but he's still surfing.
Call him Old Hoffer?
Yep.
Like, the Old Hoffer.
Yep.
Yeah, Old Hoffer, just up to his old antics again.
Well, he is pretty old.
Yeah, haven't had that kind of reaction since up on the old Hoffman farm, man.
But seriously, he's still surfing. Like, he has a beach theme to his coffee. Like, who just takes coffee to the beach? Like, who's surfing and drinking coffee?
I have
coffee?
It ready go to for go it, Dutch.
How handsome is he still?
All right, Dutch, go for it. Play it.
Am I loaded up?
Yep, you're good.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Pull it back a bit. There we go.
Okay, good.
I hit play. It's not playing.
Don't worry about it. It's YouTube. It'll take a second. It's a beautiful beach. I'll give it that much.
What's going on? The screen share is slowing everything down.
Just fast forward it a little tiny bit. It'll go.
There it is. Oh, there we go. You're right.
I'm so thirsty for your love, I can't hide. I'm so crazy for your taste, and I just can't deny it. Farmhouse blend, I'm gonna pick you up. In the hot summer sun, I'm gonna sip you up. When you touch my lips, my heart just flips. A 99-cent surprise in any size. I'm so thirsty for your love, I can't hide it. I'm so crazy for your taste, and I just can't deny it.
Okay, well, now I understand why they stole it. Now I get why they stole it.
You know what? Old Spice commercials can suck my nuts, because that was the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
That's right.
And I'm going to buy all the iced toffers.
Where was this aired? In Europe or Germany, I'm assuming, right?
No, this is Cumberland Farms.
Northeast.
Cumberland Farms is a brand that you can find in the U.S. today, sir.
Yeah, the United States of
America. I just assume anything Hasselhoff related is going to be going on in Germany.
WFOD in the chat room said, this is my favorite thing that has ever happened.
Thank you. It's amazing, right?
Hey, Royce.
Yes, John?
I'm almost positive that there's a... remember where the Andy's Lounge is on State Road 84?
Local
I think
alert.
That gas station is a Cumberland
Farm. Oh, it is. Yes, it is. I know why he's bringing it up. That's a Cumberland Farm.
Fuck. Okay. I most certainly will.
Can you please see if we get that cut out? Because that'd be fantastic.
Yes. Or I will just take a picture in front of it.
No, just steal it.
Okay, yeah, sure, that's fine.
I mean, it's just easier.
Okay,
if you
sure,
it.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, yeah, your sure, lame no ass idea. I mean,
yeah, sure, yeah, with you.
I mean, John has better ideas sometimes, but you know, just cop out.
All right. Well, I have a Florida. I have a Florida story, Dutch. So, do you have the sound drop?
Yay!
I mean, I have the music, I guess, against it. You haven't made it, but just you know, if you could play the.
I thought we were done with that bit, but here we go. 3, 2, 1,
go.
Hey yo, it's Florida. Omega, and this how we gonna
do it. All right. There's actually a lot of Florida stories today.
Should we rattle them off?
Okay. I'm going to give you options. You tell me which one you want me to read first. Florida man arrested for chicken wing assault on the wife. Man tries to swallow pot bags when Boca cops approach. Alleged fight over hard-boiled eggs lands a man in jail.
I think a chicken white assault or a chicken wing assault.
Yeah, fair enough.
That sounds fun.
Now, Florida man, 51 years old. This is from The Smoking Gun. Florida man, 51, arrested last night for battering his wife with a bowl of chicken wings, police reports say.
A bowl of chicken wings?
A bowl.
Like he poured them out of a box like cereal?
Like, here's a bowl of chicken wings. Cops were summoned to the home Arthur shares where his wife, Darlene, and the couple who have been married for 3 years have been fighting over the daughter, they told the 9/11 operator. After Manatee County Sheriff's Office deputy arrived at the Wingate Road residence, Patrick, who appeared to be enjoying a glass of wine, explained that he was tired of the marriage and that all the fighting...
I'm tired of the marriage. I'm just trying to drink my wine and my chicken wings, and this bitch has to get in my business.
I'm tired of all the killing.
When Darlene...
What a bad combo. Box wine and chicken wings? Ugh.
When Darlene wouldn't leave him alone, Patrick got mad and threw a bowl of chicken wings at her. And investigators noted while the wings struck her in the upper body, Darlene told the cops she did not want to press charges because she did have delicious ranch already there to sop them up with. No. Despite the request, Patrick, senior left... Ooh, a picture of him.
We got a picture?
Oh, we got a picture of Patrick.
The chicken wing
thrower? We got a picture of Patrick.
Bam!
Well, he looks like a guy that enjoys a chicken wing or two.
He does. Next Florida story.
It looks like a carny.
Florida man cites the Bush doctrine after shooting his neighbors over a Labor Day cookout.
What?
Which doctrine?
The Bush, apparently. Let's hear it. Lawyers... For a Florida man this week cited President George W. Bush's preemptive war in Iraq and the Bush Doctrine as a defense after their client killed two neighbors and attempted to kill a third on Labor Day.
So it was preemptive.
Yes.
Wow.
Florida Today reported on a Wednesday that attorneys for William T. Woodrow had filed a motion asking for charges against him to be dismissed under Florida Stand Your Ground laws, which say that gun owners do not have a duty to retreat in the face of imminent threat. According to officials in Titusville, Woodrow had snuck up on the neighbors while they were having a Labor Day barbecue. Police responding to the scene found that Gary Lee Hembry and Roger Pecor and Bruce Timothy had all been shot. Hembry and Pecor were later pronounced dead. Blake survived. When he had been hit, even though he had been hit 11 times.
Holy shit.
Wow.
This guy was fucking, he was like, these people are dead. That's all that's happening today.
In their motion, Woodrow's attorneys claimed that the victims had called him names and threatened to get him. The motions reference Enoch versus State, which suggests that an intimate threat can include something as likely to occur in the future. I think legally that term has sort of been evolving, especially given the changes of our government's definition of intimate. Attorney Robert Barry.
Intimate? Like the donut?
Yes, intimate.
Snack kids.
So good. I can't get him out here.
Attorney Robert Barry, friend of Marvin Barry, who is representing Woodrow.
What about Chuck Barry?
Listen to this. It's become more expansive than someone putting the gun right to your head. It's things that could happen in the future. Okay. You know what? Now you're really pushing that law to the limit.
This guy looks like the guy from Saw.
So the guys who got killed, how many bolts were in their bodies when the one who survived had 11 in his?
One. No, I don't know. It doesn't say.
Jesus Christ, that's a slaughtering.
Man found passed out after cooking meth all day inside his truck.
Makes sense.
These are all Florida stories.
Meth of things, don't you think?
You know what?
Oh!
He wasn't. Hey.
That's funny. I'm funny.
I wouldn't say he was a good method actor.
There's his Thanks. That goes out to my mom. She's proud of me because of the way I dress.
There's the picture of the lovely couple. After getting a report of a man passed out inside of a running truck in a pharmacy parking lot Tuesday night, responding deputies
found she was dating
She looks
him?
Like Gemma from Sons of Anarchy.
Found Allison Irwin.
I mean,
Irwin.
She's not hot, but she, look at him.
Tuesday
well,
night
maybe
found,
she was using him for all the meth he cooks.
Or, she looks like one of he looks like one of the dolls that Jeff Dunham would use.
Or maybe she likes him because he was the main dude in Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Tuesday night, responding deputies told Allison Irwin, 30, and Ray Carl Jr., 40, inside a truck, according to a news release from Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office. It seems that they were all worn out from a hard day's work. Irwin allegedly told deputies that he had been cooking meth all day inside a truck, the release stated. Deputies then found some weed.
It's okay, officer. I was cooking meth.
Deputies then found some weed, drug paraphernalia, an active shake and bake pot in the truck, along with ingredients used to make meth.
Wait, shake and bake like what you do for dinner?
No, like there's
no way. Like Jimmy Dolan shake and bake.
I suck guys off in the corner for crystal meth.
Thank you, Sean. Irwin and Colin both jailed after first being cleared by medical center. The couple is charged with manufacturing meth, trafficking in methamphetamine, and possession of marijuana.
They really had to shove that last one in?
Yeah, they always have to throw... I don't get it. Start with the weak one first, right? Like, start with the one that, like, no one cares about.
And also jaywalking.
Yeah, exactly.
And they also got him for illegal window tint.
And a taillight was out.
Speaking of pot, man tries to swallow pot bags when polka cops approach him.
What is he, polka cops?
They were poking and they approached him. When boca cops approached him. Boca Raton, Florida. A Lantana man is locked up in the Palm Beach County Jail after police said he tried to swallow 5 bags of marijuana as they approached his car near Town Center Mall. According to police,
I would have made it too if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Iris Dordalis, 25.
Oh, she sounds so old.
It's a man.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
it's a gentleman.
He sounds so old.
It's a gentleman.
Iris.
Yes.
Iris from Boca.
Yes. Yeah, what's up?
I thought that they were my pills. Why does she sound like Steve Austin? I don't know. I only have 2 impressions, Royce. I see that. All right, Steve Austin's mom. Thank you.
According to
police, Iris Dordalis, which sounds like some sort of fancy dolphin, arrested for possession of marijuana.
The bottlenose version.
He's being held on $6,000 bond. James Bond.
Why doesn't he just cough up the pot?
With a name like Dordalis, if he wasn't like a fucking pothead, he'd probably be like a NFL running back. Dordalis down the back way. He could go. Dordalis, he wins the Heisman or something like that. I don't know. He's black.
We lost
I'm
John.
Racist. What do you want from me?
And the last.
You lost confidence halfway through that.
Yeah, it sounded good in my head, I guess. You were
I'm going to bail on this. I'm just going to go to racist.
All right, and the last Florida story of the evening and the last story of the evening before the red show starts. Daytona, father of 27, says, I know people who have more kids than me.
What? So you see your wife still trying to work it out?
Oh, hell no. No.
Hell no.
He has 27 children, just so you know. 27 children, okay?
So you just asked, is like raising kids now together? Is that how it's working?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's it. I haven't been with her or nothing or anything since January this year.
Hey.
This is audio from his appearance on Divorce Court, which aired Friday. He had one word answer when asked how one man could have 27 children. His answer was sex. The answer came just hours after Smith was released from the Montgomery County Jail in a failure to appear charge related to a child support case. Smith said that he was unaware of the court appearance for which he was arrested Sunday morning. The 39-year-old father of 12 sons and 15 daughters by 17 women said he didn't think about his children's best interest.
This guy has game.
Yup.
Fact that, like, not only are these women, like, just
or
fucking it.
Or
But they're doing it raw and letting them just dump a load inside.
Counter argument. There's a lot of fat white women in Daytona.
Boom.
That's my counter argument to that. We got to start wrapping up, Dutch. If you want to start playing the music and having the neglected hippo text, coming
course.
Up next is the red show.
Yes.
What the chat say? No, Dutch. I got it. play the music, and then I'll be like, "What the chat say?" And then you'll play the neglected. What the chat say? And then you
say, "Is that the right one?"
No. Then I say, "What the chat say?" And then you read what the chat room says in the neglected hippo text.
Hey, Joel, keep making him do it.
And I'm not doing it anymore. Because
you're going to keep doing it.
Bunch of jerks.
All right. I mean, I can keep doing it if you want me to.
Take us out of here, Dutchie Poo.
All right. Neglected hippo text. Hey. Oh, how about twalkening, where you twerk with Christopher Walken? If you twerk within 2 weeks of the anniversary of 9/11, If you twerk within 2 weeks of the 9/11 anniversary, you have no right to be a moral compass. Royce, you should apologize for bombing so much on 9/11. I think this is a reference to your tweets.
Mean.
John. John can rape and get away with it by blaming his brain damage. Apparently, John's whole family wanted him to die. And the last one I saved here was, I was unbeaten at wrestling at my high school, mainly because I wasn't on the wrestling team.
Bye, guys. I'll let you get